Hi, everybody. Welcome to Fantasy Football Almost Daily. It's Friday. It's the DFS podcast. It's Matt Harrison right here along with Brian Johnson at BTXJ on Twitter.
At Explosive Output, are you?
That is me.
But who cares about us? Who else do we have?
We have Sam Brimico making his podcast debut. Actually, this is the second podcast he did because we started one of these before, and this is take two because it went all owry. So welcome to the show, Sam.
Thank you.
Now that you got some reps in.
Yeah, it's my first one, but feels like my second, so I'm ready to go.
A couple of announcements.
That's what she said. Let's go.
First thing, we have a new podcast feed. I tweeted this out this morning, that if you rate and review our podcast, give us 5 stars, and put your Fanball username in the review, I'm going to randomly give somebody $10 on Fanball in the next couple of days here. We gotta get those podcast numbers
back
up.
Can I do that too?
No.
I can't give someone $10?
No. Well, you could give. I mean, we could collectively give someone $10. Maybe we'll do it again next week. We need these reviews. We got the new podcast feed. We need reviews for people to find it again.
I'll get next week. I was just trying to give away $10.
Sure.
You know
fine.
What? I'm gonna give $10 of my own money. I don't care.
Do it.
That's a good deal.
So I tweeted it out at Explosive Output. If you need to find our new feed on Apple, basically just search Fantasy Football Almost Daily, and you'll see two of them come up. The one that says Scott Fish is the author, that's the one you want. You want the one that says Scott Fish is the author. That's the new feed. Go there, rate, and review. All of our new podcasts are there. The old feed's not pulling in anything new anymore. So that's that. Second thing. Fanball.com/radio. This week we have a buy one, get one contest. You'll go to the landing page.
They call that a BOGO in the industry.
You will enter your first $5 contest into this Take Me to Charge $30,000 contest. It's been wildly popular the last couple weeks. It's actually filled up. Once you enter that contest, the system will automatically put $5 more back in your account. So you're instantly going to spend $5 and get $5 right back. And then you'll have $5 to spend on either another entry into the Take Me to Charge, which I highly recommend, or $5 to spend anywhere else on Fanball. You can try a draft. You can try one of our auctions, which are pretty friggin' sweet. And you can try basically anything you want. So,
sorry, I had to cough there. Yeah.
You did. You
Matt, hit, great job.
We don't have a cough button here, so. It's not like the radio show.
I know. I love the cough button.
You do love the cough button, although you hit the off button, not the cough,
well,
the off.
Yesterday,
and then you like are like, yeah, we're just gonna listen to Charge Talk for a while.
Yep.
And then you have something to say, and then you forget to turn the button back.
No,
on.
That was my first real. Well, no, we won't go.
All right, let's start. We're gonna go in order of how Scott Fish has these labeled out for us. We're gonna start with Jacksonville at Kansas City. Over-under in this game is pretty high for the games this week, 51.5.
There's like 4 games of over-unders over 50.
Yeah, so, it's point orgies all around.
Orgies for days. Sam knows what I'm talking about.
Orgies
Sam,
for days.
I plead the fifth.
Speaking of orgies for days, Sam's house. Homecoming.
Whoa. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting some press here.
Maybe we'll podcast. Maybe we'll give out the actual address at the end. That'll be the Easter egg.
We can do that. Yeah. U of M homecoming this weekend. We're throwing a party.
Sam Marai. Anyway. Yeah. But people think Jacksonville
people
will not allow orgies, but.
no orgies in Jacksonville.
That's probably quite the opposite of the truth, actually. There are like cousin orgies in Jacksonville. But listen, you want to enter, if you're going 10 lineups, I'm still stacking one chief stack, and it's the usual suspects, right? Mahomes, Hill, Kelsey. Why not? 1 of 10. Jacksonville gave up a lot of points a couple times last year.
Yeah.
Expert analysis there, whatever. But it's more enticing on the Jacksonville side, of course, because the Kansas City defense
sucks.
Non-existent. Yeah.
Leonard Fournette not going to play in this game, so that means you're going to get a lot of TJ Yeldon at 5,700 or Corey Grant at 4,700. The Chiefs have allowed the most receiving yards and the second most touchdowns to opposing backs so far this year. So
yeah, Yeldon's going to be a chalky, you know, intermediate-priced option across the industry, but you can't argue that. Corey Grant, no one's going to be on him because he was really bad in the last game when he was supposed to be the lead back and then Yeldon came in. But I just kind of like naked Bortles here, man. We were talking about this before. The receivers, Keelan Cole.
Blake and Nordles.
Westbrook, Moncrief. I don't know who to pick out of those three.
You know who I'd pick?
Who?
Austin Seferian Jenkins, only 4,700. The Chiefs are giving up 90.3 yards per game to the tight end so far this year.
You know, I'm down with ASJ and down with tight ends. You can play three on Fanball. I like that. So, yeah, let's go Bortles, Yeldon, ASJ. I like that stack.
It's a weird, gross stack. So you don't gross. Feel good about it.
Cheap.
It is cheap. Packers are heading to Detroit to take on the Motor City Kitties. The guy I like most in this game is Aaron Jones at 5,600. Jones has averaged 6.8 yards per touch so far this year. And Detroit's defense against the running back is terrible. They're giving up 156 rushing yards per game. That's worst in the league. They're giving up 51 receiving yards per game. That's bottom 12. So I like Aaron Jones quite a bit at 5,600. It seems like the other Aaron on the team, Aaron Rodgers, is spouting off that he wants him to play more, get more touches, that kind of thing.
Yeah, he's been banging the drum for Jones. But
tooting the Aaron horn.
But Aaron Rodgers would have to, like, throw to Aaron Rodgers, throw to himself, because they have got no wide receivers. So, yeah,
that's
I like
true.
Aaron Jones. And Ty Montgomery. I think Ty Montgomery is
he's a
very sneaky option. And then we got to mention, I'm gonna mess up his name.
Marquez Valdez Scantily Clad.
I think of oil spill every time I hear that.
Yeah, like, Exxon Valdez Scantily Clad.
Yeah, Scantily Clad.
A Scantily Clad oil spill. That's the mnemonic device you can do to remember it.
Well, he's like, so Cobb's out essentially, right?
Cobb's out.
Allison's
looking
most likely out.
Trending doubtful.
And
out.
Davante Adams brought his baby cow to practice, and that got tweaked.
His calf.
I'm not going to whip out the sound bar. Now I kind of want to because I got my second.
You're one. Really but good no. at making mouth sounds.
Yeah, we are. So are you. Pew, 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 pew. Now do peacock. What can you do,
good.
Samurai? You've been do a samurai sword.
That's a whip. I don't know.
We don't have Michael Winslow here right now.
It's more like shing, shing, shing.
That's if it hits another sword, though.
Dang. All right. Where were we?
Baby
but
calf.
No, okay, so yeah, baby calf. So basically, Exxon Valdez, he's in play. I think he's 2,900 on Fanball.
3,900. But how about this? Oh. What if you did an Aaron Jones, Ty Montgomery dual running back thing? Since Ty Montgomery will probably end up playing wide receiver most of this game, still might get a couple carries in the backfield. Montgomery's only 5,000. He's probably one of their most trusted pass catchers. You'd essentially be playing an extra wide receiver here. I kind of like it.
Not a bad thought.
It's interesting.
Very interesting.
Done and done. If you're so inclined to start to, yes, but yeah, they're Jones and Montgomery are the two most trusted playmakers on that team right now, basically.
Yeah. I do think Adams plays, but at 8,600 and on a rusty calf.
Against Darius Slay.
I don't like that all that much.
Don't leave your baby cows out in the rain or they'll get rusty.
That's true. On the Detroit side, Sam, you like Marvin Jones.
I do. Golden Tate's been the one getting all the touches recently, but Marvin Jones has gotten the most red zone targets, end zone targets as well, and he should score this game. Green Bay secondary is improving, but still not great, and Stafford will probably have to throw a lot today.
And I believe, let me check, Marvin Jones, yeah, good history against the Packers. Starting most recent matchups, 481-1, 7-107-2 in his two matchups last year. 5-76, a down day in January of early 2017. But then he had 6-205-2.
Jesus.
Yeah.
He likes playing against the cheeseheads.
Marvin Jones is only 6,600.
Samurai Sam Rimacow.
Wow.
There it is. And
who needs Trevor Jones?
Who needs him?
I'm replacing him.
In more ways than one. All right. I don't really like anybody else on the Detroit side all that much, so we're going to move on to Tennessee.
Yeah, it is a good, real quick matchup for running backs, but shockingly, they're not giving Kerryon Johnson enough carries on his
resume.
There you go. Thank you.
Very good. Very good.
So you can't,
way to
you
save that one there.
I knew we brought him in for a reason.
Tennessee, Buffalo. This game, one of the lowest over-unders of the week. Only 39. What's the opposite of a point orgy?
It's like a point holding hands festival. I don't know. It's a dry hump festival. A blue ball.
Point abstinence.
A blue.
Yeah, that word.
Yeah, basically. It's married life. Sam doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I don't. I'm too young for that.
Only guy in Tennessee, I think that you can. Well, there's two guys in Tennessee you can consider. Corey Davis at 6,900. I think he's pretty legit. Looked really good. He got targeted 15 times last week. And then Marcus Mariota. Interesting Batman and Robin there. It's cheap because it's 6,500 for Mariota and 6,900 for Corey Davis. They're not going up against like the world beaters in defense, so not terrible.
No, not at all. But I'm worried about the Bills scoring points against anyone other than the Minnesota Vikings at home. But no, there was a couple turnovers that factored into that.
That's true.
Short field position. But you know, Mariota looked great last week, and Corey Davis has kind of been under the radar, but he's been like one of the most utilized wide receivers when it comes to targets, air yards, all the
Yada,
yada, yada. And Tywan Taylor, too, is a nice dart throw, I think, in tournament formats. I think he had 7 catches last week. We know Rashard Matthews is we don't know what Rashard Matthews is doing right now.
He's
probably listening to this podcast crying that we're not.
He's probably playing on Fanball this week,
I'm guessing. Yeah, Rashard! Yep. Hit me up. But yeah.
Fanball.com/Rashard.
But what I'm getting at is we're not going to play
That's
any.
Not a thing.
It could be.
We're just going to make all these URLs really quick.
Oh, done.
Done.
But yeah. But you don't want to. LeSean McCoy off the injury report, but Tennessee, any form of fantasy football, do not start a running back against them. They are
very legit
killers.
Running back defense. Only 95.5 yards per game. Yeah. Rushing
and
allowed to opposing guys.
And have not allowed a touchdown to runners this year.
Yeah, like 4 in their last like 20 games. It's pretty bad. So we're talking daily fantasy sports. Just don't
let's move on from this game. Miami is going to Cincinnati and playing Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton is not expensive enough yet on Fanball. He's still at a really good value at 6,900.
Well, I see he's like 50% owned in, you know, like standard fantasy land. Which
yeah,
is
it doesn't make sense.
If he's available in
your league, you go pick him up because his next, his next couple of games are like Pittsburgh, Tampa, and it's ridiculously awesome.
Yeah,
he's about to go off.
Who's the other just ridiculous? Atlanta, maybe? Right? Yeah, because he got Tampa and Atlanta.
Let me find it.
They like, just played it.
I would
Cincinnati's next three: Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Tampa Bay,
and they will have Atlanta, right? Or did they just play?
They just played Atlanta.
That's right. Yeah, and that was an orgy.
That's nuts. That was a porgy for sure.
Like I could go off on this. I could go off on this orgy. Obviously, anyone could. But no, like real quick, if you're like 1-3, 0-4 in seasonal fantasy, and you're sitting on like you got Rodgers or. I would trade Aaron Rodgers for Andy Dalton right now.
You got to do something else with it.
Of course, yes. You hide your intent.
Yes,
and you cush, but that is the play.
Yeah.
For anyone out there,
absolutely.
In regardless of one quarterback, two. It's hard to trade in one quarterback leagues. Don't play in them, but yeah. Sorry,
I think you could trade any like top 5 to top 10 starting quarterback and do that, even like a healthy one like Drew Brees or any of those guys, you could feel comfortable getting Dalton back and improving at another position.
get Alvin Kamara. Sell the Mark Ingram BS narrative. We'll talk about that later. Maybe. No, we won't because that's a Monday night game.
We could talk about it anyway if you wanted
to. We'll talk about Alvin Kamara. But there you go. Andy Dalton. Yeah, too cheap. Great, great matchup. Except not a great matchup for AJ Green.
No.
He's going to the Zave Cave.
Oh, no.
Xavien Howard.
Sounds dangerous. He's also $8,500. That's pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's all about Tyler Boyd. Tyler Boyd definitely
$6,000. Tyler Boyd.
Probably still too cheap. He's been pretty money. Mm-hmm.
And the Dolphins secondary is banged up, so Boyd should have a heyday.
Outside of the Zave Cave, though. I love the Zave Cave.
We just went over that. It's AJ Green.
Yeah.
That's right.
The other thing on that side of the ball, it looks like Gio is not going to play, and he was the more expensive back at $7,200. But suddenly, it looks like Joe Mixon is going to play, and he's at a pretty nice value at $6,800. So, Miami, not good against running backs at all this year. And I remember that first game where Derrick Henry had a like 65-yard touchdown called back for a phantom holding penalty too. So it would be even worse right now.
Yeah, Miami's overachieving big time in all regards.
Yeah,
they're leading the division.
Yeah, Joe Mixon, nice little sneaky play there.
Yeah, no one thought he'd be playing this week. Couple days ago.
Yeah. Keep an eye on it just in case they decide, you know, we're going to back off and rest him one more week. But if he's in and healthy, dude, that's a great matchup. And one that people who aren't listening to this podcast probably won't make. Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Miami, anybody on that side?
Sam, he almost just nodded and didn't say anything.
No, I said
right. A nodcast?
I said almost, it was almost a nodcast. No, you uttered some sort of like
uh-huh.
Yeah, but it was close.
Anybody on the Miami side? Cincy's defense not particularly good. Tannehill's 54, Kenyon Drake 6,000, Kenny Stills 57. There's value there.
I don't. You will hate this the most of anyone, Matt, but. Naked Tannehill is the only thing. Coming off, he had negative like 0.08 points last week.
Okay.
Just totally shit the bed, right?
Yeah.
Fucking diarrhea'd the bed. It wasn't me who recommended him as to take a chance on me quarterback, but it was bad. But hey,
it wasn't me either.
Since he's just totally lubed up when it comes to orgy talk. They're just like, come on in. Let's get this orgy going. Every game they play, points are scored.
Yeah, this is a 50.5 over-under in this game. So
all I'm really saying is Tannehill is dirt cheap, and he's going to be under 1% owned across the industry. I would throw a dart at Ryan Tannehill.
If you want to spend up on – there's some running back plays this week that are really, really intriguing. If you want to spend some money there. Then Tannehill, I guess. Yeah, $5,400. If you're going cheap, it's a way to do it. Next game, Baltimore at the Cleveland Browns. Is it Baker time?
The Browns at the Browns.
Yeah.
Stacking Browns.
The Baltimore Browns? I thought they were going to be the Baltimore Browns when they moved there. Glad they weren't, but. What do you like on the Cleveland side, guys?
Sam? Take it away, Sam.
Sam? Do you like anybody?
I need a sweet
Callaway
coffee.
At 4,900 is pretty good. Baltimore's okay against the pass, and Landry at 8,200 is a pretty high price. Don't play Baker. Love the dude, but don't play him.
Don't play Baker. Okay. Anything on the Baltimore side? I don't really like anything else. I'm not chasing. Baltimore's been good against the running back, but good against the quarterback so far this year. Not chasing Hyde or Baker Mayfield. Baltimore side, Alex Collins. Are we done just trying to play Alex Collins?
Yeah, he popped up on the injury report. He and Javorius.
Javorius.
I never even attempted to call him by that name before, but I just did. Right,
Javorius.
The dawning of the age of Javorius.
Latavius. No, not Javorius. No.
There. I mean, there's
Buck Allen and Alex Collins. No, they're equalizing each other polar op, whatever, blah, blah, blah. John Brown, though, is a great tournament play, 6,500. I think he's a top 12 wide receiver right now when it comes down to production. Yeah. So I'm liking Brown, and you were talking about Hyde before. Yeah, they're gonna give. They're gonna rub Chubb into the. What's so funny?
I don't know.
They're gonna rub.
It rhymed. That's why it's funny.
I know. I know it was funny.
Yeah.
Sam, Ryan,
you're a poet.
Yeah, and I sometimes know it. But yeah.
Moving on.
Move on. Let's move on.
Ready?
It's so early in the morning.
Brian, you ready?
I'm ready.
Pew, 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 pow, pow, pow.
Game stack. Game stack. Now you do it.
Game stack.
Wow.
Had to equal you guys out.
Atlanta at Pittsburgh. I believe this is the highest over-under of the week at 57.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points. Unfortunately, you got to spend a lot of money to get these guys in your lineup. Matt Ryan, 8,000. On the other side, Ben Roethlisberger, 7,900. I think the top quarterback in this week's slate is 8,000, and it's Matt Ryan and a couple other guys who are all there, and Ben Roethlisberger is only 100 cheaper.
Matt, we're feeling the effects of being like 37, 38 years old, right?
Yeah.
That's our range, and that's where Ben's at, and Eli. We all just suck. I think Ben sucks. I don't know. I know he's at home against a bad defense, but
okay.
I like his – I don't know, man. He does not look good.
The Falcons are giving up 296.3 yards per game, and we know the home road splits for Roethlisberger. He's like averaging like 400 yards a game at home.
Yeah, I could any of us could like volunteer to play in the secondary for the Falcons. They'd be like, "We'd love to have you." Great. But yeah, it's a great match. I don't know. I'm so off Roethlisberger, and I hate these home split talks that are propped by the 7 touchdown game and then the 6
like
touchdown
15
game.
Years ago.
Yeah. So but yeah, James Conner, though, is the guy I'm looking at most in this game because it's all about the pass-catching backs.
James
Atlanta.
Conner, 7,700. Yeah, the pass-catching backs have just been killing Atlanta for years. Almost 78 receiving yards per game allowed to opposing backs. 10.5 receptions per game and a full touchdown through the air.
And that was
two running backs.
And yeah, last year with Deion Jones. Did I get that right, Deion Jones? Back me up. Yeah.
Deion Lewis?
No, Deion Jones, the middle linebacker, no. Was out. He's the only guy who could actually chase down a running back, and he's been out since week one, unfortunately. So, yeah. Loving James Conner, and he's feeling, Le'Veon Bell's now breathing down his neck. He knows his time is running short, essentially.
He's trying to impress, yeah.
Yep. And he's not been impressing lately. He's had all the opportunity in the world.
But, sure. A
couple duds.
But, of course, but Juju, Antonio.
Juju at 83, Antonio at 9.
It's all we'll say is Juju is closing the gap, right?
For sure.
Like, that's all we have to say. But, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and podcast about why these guys are good against a bad secondary.
On the other side, is it Julio's week to score a touchdown?
You tell me.
I hope so.
The Steelers are giving up almost 2 receiving touchdowns per game to opposing wide receivers. Calvin Ridley's up to 7,500, by the way. Julio Jones, 88. I don't think anybody's going to be on Julio. I think if people are picking a wide receiver from the Falcons in this game, I think they're going to take the discount, take Ridley, take the touchdowns he's had in the last 2 weeks, and I think Julio is going to be criminally underowned.
I'm with you, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, he's been very productive outside of scoring touchdowns this year, but like when he score, like, he brings it when he does, and this feels like the game, like the 200
yards and 3 touchdowns,
something like that. Yeah
that's the Carolina game from a couple years ago.
Yeah, exactly. That was last year,
last
right?
Year.
But
300 yards in that game.
But yeah, people are going to be off Julio for sure. Yeah, he'll be under 10% owned in bigger tournaments, so I'm with you there.
That's I don't want any part
Coleman,
of the Freeman Coleman anymore.
Yeah, nope.
The Pittsburgh's actually decent against running backs, so it's all the passing game on the Atlanta side. Yeah,
it's
everybody
to,
on the Pittsburgh
it's
side.
It's too easy to throw. And Mohamed Sanu, no one is we weren't talking about him, right?
Daddy Mohamed Sanu.
5,000. If you want to squeeze in an Atlanta receiver and you can't afford the other two,
yeah.
Sanu is viable.
He's actually getting more snaps and I believe more targets than Calvin Ridley right now
as
well.
He has an even better chance of throwing a touchdown to Julio Jones.
That's true. That might be the only way that Julio can
because I've said this stat like 18,000 times, I feel like, in the last 2 weeks. But in his last 400-plus pass attempts, Matt Ryan has thrown one touchdown to Julio Jones. In that same time span, Mohamed Sanu has one pass attempt, and he has thrown one touchdown to Julio Jones. So sad. Yeah. Come on, Ryan. I'm 203 for Julio. Right, Matt? Let's go. Sam Ryan's
in. I'm with you.
All right.
I put him in my lineup.
Let's do it.
Let's see. Denver is at the New York Football Jets.
Nothing. Nothing here.
Nothing?
Except add Chad Kelly in a dynasty.
That's silly.
And your Scott Fishbowl lineup. No. I love you, Case, but you're looking pretty rough. Yeah. But no, I'm not. No.
There's,
right?
There's nothing on the Jets side that you want at all.
The only guy you're worth talking about is Anunua, but I don't really want to talk about him in this matchup because Chris Harris is still a thing, and he'll be all over Anunua, so yeah.
Philip Lindsay is cheap enough at 5,900 where I think that there's value there, but I like a lot of other values in that range more than Philip Lindsay. I mean, Aaron Jones is 300 cheaper than Lindsay, and I like him a lot more this week.
Yeah, and I just hate the West Coast going to the East Coast, just at New York Jets.
Well, they're Denver, in a short week, too.
Yeah, just no. Next game.
Yep. This game has some game stack potential. 53.5 over under Oakland at the Los Angeles Clippers. Yeah, I said Clippers. I did that on purpose.
Did they trade for Jimmy Butler yet?
No, I kind of hope that happens pretty soon, though.
Yeah, I do, too. Timberwolves need to get their season started, and Butler's not helping the locker room at all.
That's some top-notch analysis.
What do we like on the Oakland side? Is there anything? Is it Marshawn? 6,900?
Nice. No.
It's not a particularly great matchup for anybody here. I mean, the wide receivers have the best matchup, but I don't really want to spend 71 on Amari Cooper.
I have played a lot of DFS, right, Matt?
I believe that to be true.
And I just remember these Oakland Clipper matchups always underwhelm. Even when it's a divisional matchup, of course.
Look up the history of those games. I suppose they don't go back because
it's a little
they
dicey.
Changed
but no,
from San Diego to 10-30, Los Angeles. 10-30,
16-7, 10-30, 16-7. Yeah, it's 16. Yeah. Philip River. There's a lot of I don't know, man. I don't know. I've lost a lot of money on Oakland. L.A., San Diego,
If you think this is going to hit the under in this game, which it sounds like you got that feeling, I think the only guy that you could really play is Melvin Gordon, and you're paying up for Melvin Gordon at 9,000. But 119 rushing yards per game given up to running backs and a touchdown per game on the ground to running backs. So Gordon's up there with some of the better plays this week.
Oh, yeah. He's had an amazing matchup, and he's one of the best running backs in football. But Eckler still scares me in terms of vulture status. But, I cannot argue. I'm just thinking history. I hate this when these teams play. That's all. I got nothing good to add.
Here's one thing that I got to add. Antonio Gates is 3,300. He caught a touchdown last week.
Value.
Old man value. There is old man value with Antonio Gates this week. He'll probably catch three balls, but one of them will be a touchdown.
All he does is score.
All he does is score.
We should I'm really slacking on this. There was a lot to talk about in this game. Jared Cook, old friend of the podcast, obviously.
Good friend of the pod.
I bet you I'm the first person that ever touted Jared Cook in DFS history, right? Back in whatever, that 2014.
You really love to get on that mountain first.
Yep. But the best weapon on Oakland, Jared Cook, without a doubt. Whatever. I still don't like this game.
Okay. Do you like this? That? Do you like that? When Kirk Cousins...
Oh, I knew where you were going with that.
...visits Philadelphia for the first time as a member of the Vikings.
It won't be the first time he's visited Philadelphia,
no,
of course.
For sure.
Very familiar.
Very familiar with
his Washington
the Link.
Team. Yeah. Washington team days. Yeah. I like Cousins in this game.
Kirk Cousins is only 7,100. I think that there's some serious upside there.
Very
and that's a
value.
That's a pretty good value for a guy who's finished with 400 yards, I think, in back-to-back games now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I see Cousins throwing well over 40 times in this game. And
he's thrown the ball 48, 55, and 50 in the last three games.
Yeah. It'll, yeah, 40 is very conservative.
Yeah.
Very conservative. And, yeah, pairing him with Diggs and Thielen, a no-brainer. I think it's worth every cent. That Philly secondary is banged up. You can't trust the running game for Minnesota at all. Yeah. This is a borderline orgy status. And
borderline orgy status.
It sucks to say. I mean, you guys are the hardcore Vikings fans, but that defense is
porous.
It's not looking good right now.
And starting at the Philly game last year, the playoffs that no one wants to recollect, not even me, the Giants fan. I hate that the Eagles won the effing Super Bowl. But that defense hasn't shown up since that game.
Second half of the Saints game.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. Second half of the Saints game. Mm-hmm. But so we're not going to discuss the Vikings running game, but Cousins, Diggs, Thielen, Fantasy Fonzie, they're a lock. Rudolph,
5,900. Diggs is 79 and Thielen is 84, by the way. So I'd like to take the $500 discount on Diggs, I think.
I think most would if you're picking one, but yeah. That makes me like Thielen a little more because he's a little contrarian. But Or just go with both. Just roll that Viking stack. But the Philly side's interesting in that.
Tell me about it.
The Vikings can't play defense, it seems like. I don't know.
Hmm.
No one's going to. Beyond the Eagles, really, when it comes from a daily perspective.
Okay.
Right? I mean, team would you stack this week? The Eagles would be one of the last.
Are certainly not going to be on the Eagles, but Carson Wentz, fairly cheap at 72. There's been a lot of success for quarterbacks against the Vikings in the last couple weeks. Alshon Jeffrey looked good in his first game. He's at 73. There's value there.
Wasn't it the Vikings that Jeffrey used to just destroy?
Alshon has been
every game.
Yeah.
Been freaking destroying the Vikings forever. And Zach Ertz, I mean, 76. He's the most expensive tight end this week, but he's the whoopee, the Wentz whoopee.
Zach Ertz is like a top 10 wide receiver.
Yeah.
He's not even a tight end in my mind. Yeah, I love Ertz. And tight ends have been... Ertz is a top play this week.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Like,
he's a top play almost every week.
Over like any wide receiver, yeah. He should be more expensive. You know, and the Vikings, like I said, just they've been giving up to wide receivers. George Kittle should have had like 180 and two touchdowns, and that's might be what Ertz puts up in this game. So I like Ertz and I like Wentz and I don't know. Jeffrey Aguilar, I don't know what to do there, but pairing Wentz and Ertz is a something people aren't going to really do.
Okay. Let's move on to the next game.
Please.
The Rams are facing the Seahawks. Brian, you're a big fan of Jagoff.
Sure am.
Yeah.
Jagoff. Would you take him or Mahomes right now?
For what?
I don't know, rest of the season. Or if you're doing like a draft, like a...
Mahomes. It's closer than I thought it would be, though.
I just don't this game, it's not because I'm worried about Seattle.
This is over-under 50 as well, so it's weird.
I don't see Seattle scoring that many points. I don't buy into that over-under.
Well, let's talk the Seattle side really quick. Russell Wilson hasn't been running this year. Chris Carson, not particularly healthy. Mike Davis was the guy who filled in when Chris Carson was out last week. Mike Davis is 49. That might be one to just kind of keep an eye on.
Not if Carson plays. If Carson's in, it's going to be a rotation.
Still, it's not a great matchup either.
You're really not playing a Seahawk.
Yeah.
So
Baldwin is 68. Lockett is 62. There's injuries to the cornerbacks on the L.A. side, but they've had 10 days to prepare for this game.
Nope.
I don't know.
And, you know, Gurley... probably worth every penny.
92. When it comes to expensive player this week.
When it comes to, you know, seasonal fantasy, you're going to start all your receivers, but it's tough when you're playing DFS to pick one or two out of those three, even though they all went over 100 yards last week. That's not going to happen every week. So this is in a spot. I don't know who's going to score. Well, the Vikings scored a lot of points against the Rams, but the Seahawks don't have that kind
of weaponry. We should talk to the Wizard, and we should see if we can make the Rams wide receivers always the same price, like all three of them, all the time.
I kind of like that idea.
Not bad.
Two of the three are the same price this week. Cup and Woods are both 76. Brandon Cooks is 81. So it makes a tough choice because Woods might have Cooks might have the best matchup in this game, but you're paying 500 up for him, and then you get a coin flip between Woods and Cup. I don't know.
We'll talk to the Wizard.
Let's talk to the Wizard.
Sam's the Wizard, by the way.
Oh, no, you don't. Don't do that.
No, I know.
Come on, Brian.
Oh, wait, Sam.
You're taking off my mask.
By the way, what's your Twitter handle?
It's at Brima24, Brima24.
Oh, we need a better Twitter handle for him.
Yeah.
At Samurai.
I'm open to suggestions. That's taken, Brian. Obviously. I don't know. The first Samurai.
It must be a Samurai. Is it Tom Cruise?
Probably.
Tom Cruise. Anyway, let's go. We're almost there.
The end is in sight.
I am so tired.
Arizona is at San Francisco. Anything? Matt Breida?
DJ, David Johnson, Ricky Seals-Jones.
David Johnson's 8,100. I don't want to spend 8,100 on David Johnson.
Nobody does. That's why.
No, I don't want to.
He's got to go off, and this is the matchup.
He's been improving slowly, game by game.
Yeah, but Fitz is banged up. You got a rookie quarterback.
Christian Kirk at 3,500 is not bad. He can some value there.
Is not bad?
Is not bad.
Yeah, okay. I like that call, Samurai. I was looking at that. Sadly, I was looking at this matchup for the radio show, and Christian Kirk has more receiving yards than Larry Fitzgerald.
He has the chemistry.
How about
with Rosen.
That? Yeah, and, you know, yep. Rookie, I like that. I like that dart throw. Two bad defenses. Arizona's got a decent defense, but I don't know. I can roll with some DJ. And Ricky Seals-Jones has gradually been improving in terms of, you know, usage, targets, all that yada yada. But San Francisco side, what were you going
to
say?
I was going to say the Niners are the only team to give up a touchdown to tight end every game. So
nice.
Could
be RSJ.
A,
all right.
RSJ touchdown game.
Put him in your lineup, Matt.
Nope. I won't. Right. I refuse. I said I like Breida on the other side, mostly because the matchup is awesome.
And George Kittle, really the only other guy worth talking about.
Yeah. Breida is 65 and Kittle is 63.
You guys don't want C.J. Beathard in your roster?
You mean C.J. Beathard?
I'm torn between him and Rosen as my take a chance on me quarterback this week. It's in this game. My guy's in this game.
somebody there.
But no, I like Beathard. Beat hard. I don't like him. I think he had 20 fan ball points last week in a much tougher matchup against Seattle. Even granted, it was at home. But you know, he can run. He's a dual threat.
You know what you're getting with him.
What's he at?
It's okay.
He's free, right?
He's 52.
5,200.
Rosen's 53.
Beathard, one of 10 lineups. There we go.
There we go.
We need some WD-40 in this chair.
You know, you could Tannehill for only $200 more than Beathard.
That's probably the way to go.
Anyway, last game of the slate is...
Did you just recommend Tannehill? Hell has frozen over.
Yeah. It's chilly in here. Dallas is at Houston in the Battle of Texas, the Lone Star Bowl. It only happens once every 4 years. Zeke, 8,900. Playing him this week?
Sam?
I would. He's been getting so many touches, and Houston isn't great against running backs. Now that Zeke's catching a few more passes as well, his value is just increasing.
They weren't using Zeke a lot in the passing game early on in the season, which was befuddling. But that's the way the NFL is going. But yeah, last week they definitely involved Zeke a whole lot in the pass game. And we all saw Nyheim Hines last week against the Texans.
Torched him.
Nyheim Hines sounds like nine times.
Nyheim
Hines.
Nyheim
Hines.
Nyheim Hines. That's great. Yeah.
We'll use that next week on the show.
Zeke. Yeah.
Zeke, yeah.
Garbage human being Houston. Seems like a great fantasy option.
Houston side. Deshaun Watson is 73. DeAndre Hopkins, 88. Will Fuller, 68. Kiki Cutie, 4,100.
Kiki Cutie. Yeah, everyone's going to be on Kiki Cutie. Well, Fuller is back to being very iffy. That's kind of his MO, right?
Yeah, so that's his thing.
Has a couple great games, then gets hurt. And
not a particularly good matchup for the passing game. It's a little bit better for the running game. So Lamar Miller at 58. Your guy, Lamar Miller.
No, not my guy. Yeah. Not this
yes, he is your guy.
He's still my guy, but not really. Not
you've
no
been
one
planting your flag on Lamar Miller Hill for.
Oh, no. I love
since
Lamar
I was
Miller.
An intern.
I love Lamar Miller, but not in this game.
But not here.
Well, no. Houston has like the worst offensive line in one of. With my Giants, and Dallas has got a great defense. I'm not playing any Texan in this game. Not a one.
Not a single one?
No, you know, before Detroit had some success last week against Dallas, they kill a lot of clock.
You always have to mention that when you talk a Dallas matchup, don't you?
Well, when you say cock on the airways.
I remember that. That was funny.
Oh, yeah, it was funny. I was so scared that the FCC was going to come get me. Fuck you, FCC. Anyway, I'm not playing. And fuck the Texans in this game. I'm off.
This is devolving.
For anyone that's stuck around, now we got to give out your address for the party for those who are actually listening.
If you go to Dinky Town, it'll be the house with about 50 people out in the yard.
There we go.
Got to be a little more
wrong
specific.
Side of the train tracks.
Yeah.
For sure.
Just like this podcast.
12th and 8th.
Hey, we did it, though.
This podcast definitely went owry. All right. I built a lineup. I don't particularly love it. Wait a minute. We skipped a whole game in here. How come I'm not seeing this game? Hey, Giants in Carolina.
Fuck. Brian didn't want to talk about them.
I thought we were done.
This thing moves around. This little sheet.
That's what she said?
Yeah.
Giants at Carolina.
All right, really quick. Saquon, 86. Odell, 87. Sterling Shepard, 64. What do you like there?
Shep.
I like Shep. He was a little dinged, but he'll probably play. But I just had no faith in the Giants offense right now. I'm sorry. It's all about Christian McCaffrey, really. Or
Christian McCaffrey is 8,500.
Torrey Smith. There we go. Whoa. That's how we're going to close this out.
3,200.
He's going to be like, take a chance on me, wide receiver on KFan tomorrow.
Okay.
Secondary speed receiver has been killing the Giants since the middle of last year. Jenkins will be focused on Funchess. Torrey Smith is going to score a touchdown.
Okay.
And if he doesn't, I don't know.
Too bad for you.
No one cares. No one's listening to this proclamation anyway.
We should mention that Greg Olsen might play this week. He's 4,900. Stop moving around on the squeaky chair, Brian.
I got to try to stay awake, man.
All right, here's my lineup that
drink
I built.
Coffee.
Kirk Cousins is my quarterback. I have Aaron Jones and James Conner as my running backs. Marvin Jones. Ooh, there's a lot of Joneses in this. Julio Jones. It's Triple Jones. And Stephon Diggs are my wide receivers. I had to get dirty at tight end, so I went old man value.
You said Aaron Jones or no?
Aaron Jones is a running back. Okay. Marvin Jones is a wide receiver. Julio Jones is a wide receiver. Old man value, Antonio Gates, a tight end. My flex is Ty Montgomery. And my defense is the New York Football Giants. I don't
okay.
know. Okay. They're the cheapest defense. Maybe Cam fumbles. Who knows? Weird things happen.
If he does, he won't try and recover it. We know that much.
Yeah, he doesn't like recovering fumbles. That's for sure.
Hey, I'm sorry I didn't bring it.
We did it!
You did it, Sam.
I did it. First one through. Are you guys proud of me?
We did it, boys.
I mean, you did better than Jason on his first podcast.
That's good.
What other folk have we had on this podcast? I mean, Trevor's still way better than you.
I was
going to
say something funny, but I...
Okay, Brian's going to sleep now.
I'm so tired.
All right. Thank you guys all for listening to Fantasy Football Almost Daily. Again, rate and review the podcast. 5 stars. We'll see you again next week.
I'm Samurai out.